Whiz, I feel awful.
So do I. Mornings especially.
I could have married Sam Wainwright, anybody else in town.
I didn't want to marry anybody else. I want my baby to look like you.
No, you didn't even have a honeymoon, and I promised you that you what?
My baby.
Mary, you mean you're on the nest?
Well, Mary had her baby, Terrence, a boy.
You don't say.
Then she had another one, a girl.
Well, what do you know?
Night after night, George had come home late from the office. Things weren't good with the building and loan. Potter was really bearing down on him. Then came the war. Mary had another baby by then.
Oh.
But she still had time to help out in USO. Uncle Billy sold war bonds. And George's brother Harry became a real hero. Shot down 15 planes.
But George, what about George?
Well, George was 4F, his bad year. He was an air raid warden. On VE Day, he wept and prayed. On VJ Day, he wept and prayed again.
We're getting pretty close to today, aren't we, sir?
Yes, Clarence. You now know almost everything you have to know about George Bailey, except what happened that finds him down there at this moment, wanting to die.
Well, sir, well?
Well, today's the day before Christmas, Earth time. George is pretty excited.
Hey, Tilly! Eustace! Hey, look at the newspaper. Commander Harry Bailey, decorated by the president. That's my kid brother. The Congressional Medal of Honor.
Gosh, George, gosh.
What do you think about the 15 Jap planes? And the last one he got was just about to dive into a transport loaded with soldiers. You know what that means? He saved lives, hundreds of lives. Hey, gee, where's Uncle Billy?
Huh? Well, gone to the bank, George. He's depositing that $8,000.
Good, good, good. Who's that in his office there?
It's that man again, the bank examiner.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Carter. Hey, Tilly, get the books from Mr. Carter. Will you? You know, that's my brother's picture there, Mr. Carter. He shot down 15 planes, and one of them was just about...
Well, Mr. Henry F. Potter come to the bank to deposit some more loot, eh?
Sure, you old fool.
How do you like the news in the paper, Mr. Potter? Just can't keep those Bailey boys down now, can you?
Let me see that newspaper.
Here, sorry I can't chat, you old thief. Got to make a deposit. Here you are, Horace. Deposit slip, bank book, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
You too, Mr. Bailey. Say, you've forgotten something, haven't you?
Horace, I've forgotten things all my life. Get a wiggle on, boy.
But, Mr. Bailey, where's the money?
What's that?
You want to make a deposit?
Well, certainly I want.
Well, it's customary to bring the money with you.
It's gone. Where'd I put it? Where'd I put that money?
A terrible thing, Clarence, terrible. Uncle Billy couldn't find the money because the envelope with the $8,000 was folded up in that newspaper he gave to old man Potter.
I just don't know what happened to it, George. I just don't know.
$8,000. Uncle Billy, the bank examiner's here, and it's not our money. It belongs to the depositor.
George, what are we going to do? We've traced every step I took. We can't stand here in the street.
Are you sure you didn't put that envelope in your coat pocket?
I think so. Maybe. Oh, I'm no good to you, George. I'm no good.
Now listen to me. Think, will you? Now try and think.
I can't think anymore. I can't.
Where's that money, you silly old fool? You know what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me. Now get out of my way. I'm going home.
George, dear, what's wrong? You haven't said a word since you came home.
Oh, well, that banging on that piano. Does she have to just keep playing that same piece over and over and over and over again?
What is it, dear? Another hectic day.
Yeah, another red letter day for the
baby. Dad, Murphy's got a brand new car. You should see it.
What's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you?
I'm sorry, Dad. I only...
Run upstairs, Petey. See if Zuzu's all right.
Okay, Mom.
Now, what do you mean? What, see if Zuzu's all right? What do you mean?
Oh, she caught a little cold coming home from school. She didn't button up her coat.
Well, what is it? What do you mean, just a cold?
George, the doctor said it was nothing serious.
Was the doctor here?
Well, I thought he'd better look at her.
It's this old drafty house. No wonder we don't all have pneumonia. Might as well be living in a refrigerator. Why did we have to live here in the first place and stay around this measly, crummy old town?
George, what's happened?
Everything's happened. You call this a happy family? Why do we have to have all these kids?
Daddy, how do you spell Frankenstein?
I don't know how you spell. You ask your mother.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to see Zuzu.
Hello? Oh, thank you, Mrs. Welch. I'm sure she'll be all right.
Who's that?
Zuzu's school teacher. What? Oh, yes, the doctor says she'll be fine tomorrow.
Here, give me that phone.
George, please.
Mrs. Welch? Well, this is Mr. Bailey. Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? What do you mean sending Zuzu home like that half naked? You realize you probably end up with pneumonia just because of your stupidity? You know, maybe my kids aren't the best dressed kids in town, but at least... Hello? Hello? Janie, will you stop playing that lousy piano? Cut it out. Stop it.
George, for heaven's sake, what's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. Janie, I'm sorry. Mary, I just got to get out of here.
So that's it, George. You're short $8,000 in your account, sir.
Now, please, Mr. Potter, I'll pay any sort of a bonus if you still want the building and loan.
You say it was lost. Have you notified the police?
No, sir, I haven't done that yet. Harry's home.
Oh, I come tomorrow. To me. What about your good friend, Sam Wainwright?
I can't get a hold of him. He's in Europe.
What kind of security would I have, George? What collateral?
Yes, sir, I have some life insurance here. $15,000 policy.
Mm-hmm. What's your equity in it?
$500.
And you want $8,000? You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. Well, what are you but a warped, frustrated young man crawling on your hands and knees for help? Why don't you go to the riffraff you love so well? Ask them for help.
I'll do anything, Mr. Potter, please. Please help me, miss. My wife and kids...
I'm calling the district attorney. $500. You know something, George? You're worth more dead than you are alive. Now get out of here. Get out.
And all the time, Potter had the $8,000 in his desk drawer. It's still there, Terrence.
But where's George, sir? Where?
Well, he went over to Martini's Cafe. He's had a couple of drinks, Clarence. He's just standing there, sort of in a daze.
Oh, God. Oh, God, dear Father in heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there... And you can hear me. Please show me the way. I'm at the end of my rope. Show me the way, God.
Mr. Bailey, you all right? Don't drink anymore, Mr. Bailey. Please, you don't feel good.
Bailey. You say Bailey? Which Bailey?
This gentleman is Mr. Bailey. George Bailey.
George Bailey, huh? And the next time you talk to my wife like that, she'll get worse. It isn't enough she slaves teaching your stupid kids how to read and write. You got to ball
out. Get out of here, Mr. Welch. You hit my best friend. Get out.
All right,
Mr. Bailey, you okay?
Who's that?
Mr. Welch, but don't worry. He don't come in this place no more. I'll get something for your face. It's bleeding.
I'm all right.
Please don't go away, Mr. Bailey. Please don't go away.
Well, George left Martini's Cafe 5 minutes ago, Clarence. He's at the river now, on the bridge, looking at the water. Are you ready, Clarence?
All ready, sir.
Very well. Save George Bailey's life, and you'll get your wings.
My wings. Oh, thank you, Joseph. George! George Bailey! Get away from that bridge! You hear me? George! George!
In just a moment, we'll bring you Act 3 of It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Victor Moore.
This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Life on Earth depends on fresh water, which appears on land in many different forms.
As snow and ice in glaciers, in surface water in rivers and lakes, in our reservoirs, in the water in the soils, and in our groundwater.
But Jay Famliati of Arizona State University says that as the climate warms, many of these freshwater sources are dwindling. Mountain glaciers are melting, permafrost is thawing, and worsening droughts are leading people to pump more groundwater for drinking water and irrigation. In a recent study, Family Eddy's team found that worldwide, areas losing fresh water have greatly expanded over the past 20 years. This phenomenon, called continental drying, contributes to water shortages for communities, and it worsens sea level rise because as water runs off through rivers and streams, it needs to go somewhere.
The ultimate receptacle for this water is the ocean.
So Family Eddy says it's critical to conserve and protect Earth's freshwater before it runs off to the sea.
It really points to the need for nations to really consider the full implications of how we use water and what we use it for.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette saying, you're listening to CJSF Burnaby and do-do-loo-do CJSF. Yeah.
Now, back to our producer, William Keeley.
Act three of It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Victor Moore. Numb with despair, convinced, as Mr. Potter said, that he's worth more dead than alive, George Bailey stands on a bridge, staring at the dark and frigid waters below. Suddenly, there's a splash.
Help! Help, my daddy! Help! Help!
No, that's not George. It's Clarence, the apprentice angel. And there goes George in after him. It's a few minutes later now, and in the bridgekeeper shack, George and Clarence are drying off.
You both sure you're all right? You want a doctor?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, I'm fine. This underwear, I didn't have time to get anything more stylish. My wife gave me this on my last birthday. I passed away in it.
You what, mister?
I see Tom Sawyer is drying out, too.
Who?
My book. I left in such a hurry, I brought Tom Sawyer with me.
Hey, how'd you happen to fall in?
Oh, I jumped in. I jumped in to save you.
Jumped in to save me?
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide.
Hey, it's against the law to commit suicide around here.
Yeah, it's against the law where I come from, too.
Where do you come from?
Heaven.
Oh, that's very funny.
Right. Your lip's bleeding.
Yeah, I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer.
Oh, no, George, I'm the answer to your prayer.
Hey, how'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you.
Well, who are you supposed to be, anyway?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Clarence Oddbody. Well, what's the AS2 for?
Angel, second class.
Hey, I'm getting out of here. You may not need a doctor, but I do.
Here you are, my good man.
Hey, look here. Why'd you want to save me?
Because I'm your guardian angel, George.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, you look like about the kind of an angel I'd get. What happened to your wings?
Well, I haven't won my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel, second class.
Oh, I see.
But you can help me earn them, George, by letting me help you.
Oh, don't happen to have $8,000 on you, do you?
No. We don't use money in heaven.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I keep forgetting. Yeah, I see. Comes in pretty handy down here, bub.
Oh, cut.
Of course, I found it out a little late. You know, I'm worth more dead than alive.
You mustn't talk like that. Joseph will never give me my wings if you keep feeling that way. You just don't realize what you've done for your folks. Why, if it hadn't been for you...
Yes, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be better off. My wife and my kids and my friends.
Oh, this is not going to be easy.
I'd all be better off if I hadn't been born.
What did you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
George, that's wonderful.
It's wonderful? What?
The idea you just gave me. Well, you got your wish. You've never been born.
I've never been born?
Exactly. No worries, no $8,000 to get, nothing. You simply don't exist.
All right.
George, I can do things, strange things. I can show you the world, George. the way it would be if you hadn't been born.
Hey, wait a minute. This ear of mine. Hey, say something else in that bad ear.
You don't have a bad ear anymore. Oh, I don't think you're concentrating. Oh. Don't you see? You're not the George Bailey you think you are. You're, well, you're nobody.
Oh, that's the doggonest thing I ever saw, that ear.
Your lips stopped bleeding, too.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's happening around here? What is this, anyway? I need a drink. That's what I need. What about you, Angel? You want a drink?
Well, I don't quite know.
Come on. We'll go as soon as our clothes are dry.
Clothes are dry, George.
Hey, so they are. That's funny. Well, look, let's get dressed and we'll stroll over to Martini's and then... excuse me. I'll stroll. You fly.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't have my wings.
You don't have your wings yet. No. That's right. I forgot that. I can. A couple of drinks and we'll both fly.
What'll you have, fellas?
Hey, where's the boss? Where's Martini?
Look, wise guy, I'm the boss, see?
Okay, well, double scotch, quick, will you?
What's yours?
You know what? I just love some mulled wine.
Huh?
Heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Off with you, my lad, and lively now.
Now, cut it out.
Oh, come on here. Just give him the same as I ordered. He's okay.
Two double scotch.
What about this place? It's all changed.
All of Bedford Falls has changed. You're having your wish, George. You've never been born. Oh, there'll be lots of things you've never seen before. Oh, good. Somebody just made it.
Made what?
Every time a bell rings, it means some angel's got his wings.
What'd you say?
Look, Clarence, I don't think you better talk about angels around here. Yeah.
Don't they believe in angels?
Oh, yeah, they believe in them, but, you know, it's just a little
thing.
Well,
then why should people be surprised when they see one?
Don't mind him, bartender. He's just a little fella. He just never grew up. And how old are you anyway, Clarence?
Well, next May, I'll be 293.
That does it. A couple of pixies, huh? Go on, get, you hear me, get.
Where's Martini? Will you
stop asking about Martini? Ain't here any... Hey, yo. Rami, didn't I tell you never to come panhandling around here?
George, look.
Hey, it's Mr. Gower. Mr. Gower. Listen, Mr. Gower, don't you know me? This is George Bailey.
You buy me a drink, mister? Just one drink, will you, mister?
Pinky!
Yeah, Nick.
Throw the rummy out.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, bartender, that's Mr. Gower, the druggist.
That rum head spent 20 years in jail for poisoning some kid. If you knew him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Pinky, here's two more. Get him out of here.
Get up, George. Good thing he threw us in a snowbank, huh?
Hey, where's Mr. Gower?
Mr. Gower doesn't know you, George. You see, you weren't there to stop him from putting poison into that prescription.
What do you mean I wasn't there? Look, tell me, what are you? Are you a hypnotist?
George.
Look, well, why am I seeing all these strange things here?
Don't you understand? It's because you were not born.
Well, if I wasn't born, then who am I?
Nobody. You have no identity.
What do you mean I have no identity?
No papers, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy.
Zuzu's bell.
What?
Zuzu's bell. I bought my little girl a bell to hang on the Christmas tree, and I forgot to give it to her. I've got it in my... It's gone. It's gone, too. Everything's gone.
But you've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like if you'd never been born.
You're crazy. You're crazy as a bedbug, and you're driving me crazy, too. Now, look, I'm going home to my wife and family. Do you understand that? And I'm going home alone.
Following him.
Joseph, oh, I'll stay near him, sir. Poor George. He's seeing Main Street now the way it'd be if he hadn't lived. The thing that's really shocked him, sir, is the building and loan office. Know what's there now? Pawn shop.
What's he doing? Can you see?
He's talking to Ernie Bishop, the taxi driver. He wants to go home.
You better tag along, Clarence.
Oh, I will, sir. I will.
Come on, step on it, will you, Ernie? Get me home. I'm off my nut.
Where do you live, buddy?
Oh, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff on me. 323 Sycamore.
323 Sycamore?
Yeah, hurry. I'll put his Zuzu's sick.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, look, Ernie, I don't know what's happened. I'm going crazy or something. I got some bad liquor. Tell me this now. You're Ernie Bishop, right? And you live with your wife and kid down...
You seen my wife?
What do you mean? I've seen your wife. I've been in your house 100 times. What do you... We built it for you, didn't we?
Bud, my wife took the kid and ran away 5 years ago, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Okay, Ernie. Okay. Okay. Just step on it. Get me home.
Mary! Mary, where are you? Janie, Petey, Zuzu. Zuzu, where are you?
This is just an old abandoned house, George. You have no wife, no children.
Where are they? What have you done with them?
Hey, I'll break that fence. See, I told you.
All right, up with your hands.
Oh, Bert the cop. Thank heaven you're here.
Now, look, why don't you be a good fella and I'll take you to a doctor.
Bert, listen to me. What's the matter with you guys? Now, listen, it's that fellow there. He says he's an angel. He tried to hypnotize me.
I hate to use my nightstick, but I guess I...
Ow! Run, George, run. He can't hit you while I'm biting him. George, run! My teeth aren't what they used to be. Joseph, help! Joseph! Joseph!
Where'd they go, Ernie? Where'd they go?
I don't know. They just disappeared.
Terrence!
Oh, Joseph, I hope you don't mind my calling on you like I did.
It was very irregular, Terrence. You're by yourself again. Where's George?
He's at his mother's house, sir.
Well, if George hasn't been born, he has no mother.
Oh, he's being very stubborn, sir. He'll just have to find these things out for himself.
But his mother, that's a terribly bitter blow to a man, his old mother not knowing him.
You mean I shouldn't have let him...
I mean you better find him right away. Oh, and stop biting policemen, Clarence.
I'm here again, George.
My mother, my own mother didn't know me. If only Harry were here. My brother were only back from Washington.
Your brother fell through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
Well, that's a lie. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. Don't you see, George? You really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence?
Yes?
Where's Mary? Please, where's my wife?
I'm not supposed to tell.
Tell me where she is.
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she? I'll choke it out of you if I have to. Where's my wife?
The library. She works there. She's just about to lock up for the night. So I, George, come back. Oh, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Mary.
I'm sorry, the library's closed.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me?
No, I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please, don't do this to me, Mary. Please, help me. Help me. Where are our kids, Mary? I need you, Mary.
Oh, get
please.
Away from me. Help.
Help me, Mary. I'm George. Mary.
Clarence.
Oh, where is he, Joseph? Where's George? I'm afraid I've lost him, sir.
You knew you shouldn't have let him try to see Mary. Now they're after him, a mob. They think he was trying to hurt her.
Joseph, I won't even get one wing, will I?
You have one more chance, Clarence. Get over to the bridge by the river. I think George has seen just about enough.
But the mob...
Now don't worry. They've lost him, too. Now, hurry up!
Oh, thank you, Joseph. Thank you.
Clarence! Where are you?
I'm here, George.
Help me, Clarence. Get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Only get me back to my wife and kids, please. I want to live again.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you, boy.
I want to live again, please. Oh, God, please let me live again.
George? Is that you down there, George?
Now get out of here, Bert. Get out of here. You come in any closer, I'll let you have it.
What the hell are you yelling for, George?
Come on. George. George, Bert. Bert, do you know me?
No, yeah. I've been looking all over town for you. Where you been?
Hey, Bert. I'm alive again, Bert.
You sure you're all right? Hey, your mouth's bleeding.
It is. Hey, my mouth's bleeding. Bert, look at the blood come out of there, would you? And
Where's Zuzu's Christmas bell, Bert? I had it right in my pocket. Here it is! Hey, it's in my pocket! What do you know about it? Hey, Merry Christmas, Bert!
Well, Merry Christmas. Get in the car. I'll drive you home.
You will, Bert? We'll do that. I turn the siren wide open, huh? Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls! Hey, Merry Christmas, old building alone! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter! Yippee! Come on. Hey, Bert, come on in with me, huh? Well, what are these people, these reporters? Hey, Merry Christmas, reporters. Hey, Mr. Bank Examiner, Merry Christmas.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000, I'll bet, huh?
George, I've got a little paper here. I'm sorry.
I bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't that wonderful? Merry Christmas. Hey, where's Mary, you know? Look at this wonderful old drafty house. Shouldn't it want to... Have you seen my wife? Where's Mary?
Daddy, Mary! Daddy, Merry Christmas!
Kid! Hey, kid Janie! Petey! Hey, I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
She went looking for you, Daddy, with Uncle Billy.
Daddy?
Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel, huh?
Fine, Daddy. Not a snitch of temper.
Not a snitch of temper. Hallelujah!
George, darling.
It's Mommy. Mommy's home.
Mary...
George, where have you been?
Oh, Mary. George, Mary. George. Look, just let me touch you. Oh, you're real, Mary. Oh, you've no idea what happened to me.
You've no idea what's happened either. They're on their way here.
Who's on their way? Oh, the police department? The FBI? The National Guard? I'm alive again, Mary. Oh, listen, Mary. I'm alive again.
Oh, yes, darling, yes. Now close your eyes and come on downstairs.
What is it? Can't open my eyes yet, Mary? What's going on here?
Now keep your eyes closed. Now, I'll just walk you over here by the Christmas tree and...
Well, the people, I hear lots of people. What is it? Lots of people.
Just one minute now. We're all ready, Uncle Billy. Come in, everybody.
George, look! Just look!
Uncle Billy!
Money, George. A laundry basket filled with money. Well, money for you. Mary did it, George. Mary!
I don't understand. What money? What...
People heard you in trouble, darling. These people, your friends, they've collected this money for you, the $8,000.
Charlie. Hey, there's Martini. Mr. Gower. Hey, how are you, Mr. Gower? Mrs. Thompson, Ed, Tom, everybody.
Huh? None of us would have a roof over our heads if it wasn't for you, George.
Gosh, this is wonderful. Hey, Mary, look who's coming in, Mother. Hi, Mother. Hey, and Harry.
Got Mary's telegram, George.
I flew in as fast as I could.
Hey, everybody, a toast. How about a toast?
Oh, good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Good old acquaintance be.
Daddy, my Christmas bell. You didn't forget.
Forget? Here, honey. Here's your bell.
Daddy. Darling, what's this on the table here? What's this for?
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Look, there's something written in it.
Dear George, remember no man is a failure who has friends. Thanks for the wings, love, Clarence.
Clarence?
Yeah, he's a very dear friend of mine.
Daddy, Mrs. Welch says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right, Zuzu. That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence. Attaboy, Clarence. Happy landing.
It's a wonderful life so long as we can have such fine performances as we enjoyed tonight from Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Victor Moore. Jimmy, I'd like to thank whatever guardian angel whisked you back from Texas for our show this evening.
Well, that guardian angel was an airline's wing, Bill.
You were in Texas for the premiere of this picture, weren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, Frank Capra and I went down for 5 openings as many nights. Pretty good down there in Texas,
Jimmy.
Yeah, every one of them. There are 5 premieres over Texas. You know, it's a pretty big state. Takes that many.
Jimmy, I'm sure your fans were proud to read that you received an honorary degree from Princeton just the other week.
Yes, how about that, Jimmy? Do we call you professor now?
No. It's just an M.A.
Master of Arts?
Well, it might have been. I don't know. It might be for murdering architecture. That's what I studied at Princeton.
Good night, and thanks a million.
was amazing. I loved it. I love that story, and I love Jimmy Stewart, and hearing him tell that story, so good. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you're having a wonderful last day of 2025. Crazy. Yeah, and take care, and I'll see you next year. Happy New Year.